Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we are back. It's always great fun. We get a chance to talk to Jim Dutcher. I don't know how many times he's joined us on this show over the years, but we're about the midpoint of the college basketball season. Nobody watches it more closely than Jim Dutcher. Jim, were you there at the Gopher game last night or watching it on TV, and your reaction to the tough one-point victory over a surprising Penn State team?
I watched it on TV, and it was a crucial game for Minnesota. After the loss at Illinois, they just could not lose to Penn State, who hadn't won a Big Ten game. And fortunately, they had a good, strong second half out of Jordan Murphy. He ends up scoring 19, 21 rebounds, and he made the crucial plays. And, of course, with 2 seconds to go, McBrayer made the winning free throw. But it was a must-win because they had played in a row the three bottom teams in the league. Rutgers, who they handled easily. Of course, no one really knows what happened at Illinois, the debacle there. And then to come back and win a close game at Penn State was crucial.
What's happened to Coffee? He's just not doing nothing.
He's had some good games. He almost single-handedly led the win over Nebraska here. He's had some halves, but people scout you at this time of year. They're going to take away that drive. They know he goes to the left hand most of the time. They're going to force him to shoot outside. And so it gets tougher as teams get scouted.
Jim, when you watch the Big Ten, it's amazing to me how athletic all these teams are and how hard they play on defense, how hard they make it on you. And maybe that, my next question, that I answered it already, but is that why we don't see as many pure knockdown shooters sometimes? Or even a guy like Gabe Kelscher, who we know can shoot, can't get his shot because they just play so hard and athletic?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And being scouted, you're into the Big Ten season where everybody said they'd look at you 5, 6, 7 times. And so they know that Kelscher, for instance, an outside shooter, they're going to pressure up on him. They're going to play off Coffee a little bit, and they're going to play off Dupree a little. But fortunately for Minnesota, the young guy, Aturo's, played very solid on the inside. You know, having Curry back, so they got two good inside players. And that takes some of the pressure off Jordan Murphy. Murphy has trouble scoring against big teams like Maryland that had the two big inside players. But against the smaller clubs, like they go to Michigan, he's capable of having a big game at Michigan because other than Teske, they're not very big.
You know, Jim, we talked about some of the teams along the way in the Big Ten, and the bracketology says 9, maybe 10 Big Ten teams in it. I can't believe how good the bad teams in the Big Ten are, and I say bad in quotes. Illinois has really got some ball players, and that Rutgers team that came in here, people think that Rutgers is the usual no-talent team. They're crazy. They've got, I mean, even the bottom teams have really got good ball players.
Yeah, Rutgers hung in at Williams Arena the first half, and we finally got them with maybe 6-7 to open it up and win by 16-17. But you're right, and Rutgers is playing without their best player, their center, who's out with an ankle sprain. But Illinois, as we saw, they're not very big, but they're quick. They can make that three-point shot, and they're always dangerous. And we saw Penn State, they shot over 50% the first half. And then defensively, the Gophers played much better, held them to 28% shooting in the second half, were able to come out with the win.
Michigan, how good are they? Can they? Oh, you have to ask them that?
Yeah, Michigan's
how good is Michigan?
They,
can
they
make
course,
you?
Got to the championship game last year, but they lost their two key players, Mo Wagner on the inside and their point guard. But they're not very big. Teske, who was the backup center last year, was the only player that really scored for him. It was the loss of Wisconsin last night. He had 15, but their two forwards, Charles Matthews, the transfer from Kentucky, and Berzikas, who is probably the freshman of the year in the Big Ten, a kid from Canada, combined for only 5 points. And so there's a lot of pressure on them to make three-point shots. When they do, they're very, very good. Jordan Poole's a good shooter. Xavier Simpson, their point guard, is very good. But they do not have much size. And this is a game that Minnesota is going to have some success scoring on the inside.
Jim, off the beaten path, but because the Final Four is here, we kind of watched some of the other teams, and it was an interesting week for the Jones family. Both Tyus and Trey got hurt. Trey, it looked like pretty good in the shoulder, and then Duke came back and won at home last night against Virginia in a great game. Duke is very young, but because of the Trey Jones connection, we watch them, et cetera. Do they have a chance to be a legitimate Final Four team here? Are they going to be one of the – they're not Fab Five. They're not that young, but they've got some of the makings of.
Yeah, they are. They had all their recruits were five-star recruits, and not having Trey Jones really hurts them. They're a different club without him, but with Williamson, the really, really big and athletic, they've got two really good forwards. They'll probably move to number one this week after their win over Virginia. But Duke is very, very good. Not real deep, but their starting five is excellent. And I would guess if everything follows form, we'll see them here for the Final Four.
Jim, I just love listening to you because nobody watches college basketball. I was going to ask you, what do you thought of that number seven guy for Western Kentucky? But instead of that, I want to ask you how your son's doing.
They're struggling a little bit. They got 9 freshmen or sophomores, so they got 2 senior guards, but the rest of them, so they've had some good wins, but they also have had some big losses. So right now they're 10-7, and they play Fresno State at Fresno on Tuesday and then come back with UNLV on Saturday. I think by the end of the year, they'll be a pretty decent ball club. But right now, they're going through some growing pains.
You think the three-point shot is good for basketball? You know, Bob Knight, when he put it in, he just thought it's a bad deal because teams can come back and
I would think that's a good thing.
Yeah, the combination of the shot clock and the three-point shot has made no lead in the game insurmountable. You can have 14, 15 points with 5 minutes to go and you don't feel safe. The thing that's changed, Sid, is all the big guys now step out and shoot the three-point shot. In the NBA, I don't care if you're 6'10 or 6'11, they expect you to be able to step out and make that three-point shot. So it's really changed the game.
Yeah, Jim, going down the stretch of the Big Ten here, you see Wisconsin beat Michigan. You see a lot. It looks like kind of a top-heavy conference. There's a lot of good teams in it, as we mentioned. Iowa playing well, et cetera, et cetera. If you're Minnesota, and one of the things that they're talking to Richard Pitino this week is they've got this new algorithm for how you make the team, make the tournament, and it's not just about wins. It's about quality losses and how you play. How has that changed the game as these teams try to figure out what it takes to get in?
Yeah, well, they got a real plus because they were strong in the non-conference. They played a good non-conference schedule, were successful. Like the win at Washington, for instance, when it comes NCAA time, that will be a huge win for the Gophers. But you're right, it's up and down. Indiana and Ohio State, between them, have lost 8 in a row. They've each lost 4 in a row. And then you look at the top, Michigan State and Maryland have won 18 in a row between them. And so there's teams that it's so close that you can get some of those streaks going. Ohio State, everybody, 2 weeks ago, they thought Ohio State was really good, and they had a big win at home over the Gophers. They've lost 4 straight. The surprise team to me is Purdue. They had some big losses to graduation, But they're 5-2 in the Big Ten right now. They're fourth in the conference. Carson Edwards is an All-American, and he just carries that team. But then you look, Iowa, Gophers, Wisconsin, all 4-3 in the Big Ten. The big thing for the Gophers, they have not played Michigan State, Maryland, or Purdue. They did have the one loss here to Maryland. So they've got a tough road ahead. And the most impressive team I've seen is Maryland. Nobody thought much about them. They did have the number one recruited class in the Big Ten coming in. But Bruno Fernando is really good on the inside. Their freshman, their 6'10", Justin Smith, in their win here was outstanding. And their point guard, Collins, is playing really, really good. Other than Winston from Michigan State, he's probably the number two point guard in the conference.
In your day, you were able to recruit most of the good Minnesota players. But now they're having a big problem losing those players. What can they do?
They did a great job. Coffey was the first. When Amir Coffey committed, there was a player that had offers from everywhere, decided to stay home. And then this year with Kilcher and Oturo, we've got some great players. But you look at Wisconsin, Brad Davidson, their point guard from Maple Grove, and Rivers from Lakeville, they're two starters for them that are playing real well. You don't get them all, you know. When we look at Jones at Duke, you don't get them all, but I think they did a good job last year of getting some great Minnesota talent.
Yeah, everybody says watch out for Garcia at Prior Lake. Hey, Jim, thank you very much. Sid wants to give you a certificate
to
Murray's.
We need your address, and we'll get your Murray's certificate. Give our man the address.
I love going to Murray's, Sid. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, we love having you on. That's Jim Dutcher back with more sports right after this. Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.